Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Tensions continue to rise at the Minnesota Capitol as House Democrats again pushed Republican leadership to take action on a gun violence prevention package passed by the Senate that includes an assault weapons ban. During Wednesday's floor session, DFL floor leader Jamie Long pressed House Speaker Lisa Damith on why the bill hasn't advanced after sitting in the House for 9 days. Damith responded that the timing remains at the Speaker's discretion. The House Fraud Prevention Committee announced it was releasing its fraud report following their committee hearings this session, but it turned into more political theater. Republican Committee Chair Kristen Robbins.
We found that the Walz administration enabled fraud by having a culture that accepted fraud, tolerated fraud, tried to suppress fraud in some ways, and did not hold anyone accountable.
Democrats on the committee balked at the report, saying Republicans drafted it and signed it without Democrats seeing it more than 24 hours ahead of time. DFL lead Dave Pinto.
True progress requires collaboration. We have seen that in other committees. We could have worked across the aisle together in this committee as well. But this committee has been so committed to winning political points that it's achieved nothing.
Robbins said the minority could draft their own report by a Friday deadline. The Minnesota DNR is reminding Minnesotans that safety should be top of mind on the water as first responders have handled several notable water rescue incidents over the past week, including canoe capsizes, boating emergencies, river rescues, and cold water calls as outdoor activity ramps up statewide. And the Minnesota Wild will try to avoid elimination tonight in Game 5 of their second-round playoff series in Colorado. Coach John Hines says they must play better than they did in Monday's 5-2 home loss to the Avalanche.
The series isn't over, and you know we know what our game looks like, but we got to have the right mindset, and I'm confident that those guys and coach and the team, more often than not, our responses after games like that throughout the year or last couple of years have been very good.
Colorado has a 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. In other headlines, Rochester police say a missing teenager has been found dead. 16-year-old Christian Gary was discovered Tuesday evening near Bamber Valley Road Southwest and Salem Road after being reported missing earlier this week. Investigators say he was last seen Sunday night leaving his home on a yellow e-bike. The medical examiner is working to determine a cause of death. New research led by the U of M is showing teens are sleeping less than ever. Dr. Rachel Widom says that's a major concern since experts recommend 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night for healthy development.
Teens today are less likely to get even 7 hours of sleep a night. Most adolescents fall short on sleep on school nights. In the last 10 years, it's just really fallen off a cliff.
Widom warns that lack of sleep could have long-term impacts on health, learning, and emotional well-being. And a bill led by Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar to improve rural broadband access is now law. The law requires the FCC to tighten its vetting process for companies seeking federal funding aiming to ensure reliable high-speed internet in underserved areas. This is MNN.